The lieutenant governor's duties are limited in Wisconsin, but if you read the Constitution to the letter, she's the acting governor when the governor is out of state. The thing is, Lieutenant Governor Barbara Lawton's office says Lawton was never told Governor Doyle was leaving the country until Doyle's office issued a press release on Wednesday. That's the same day Doyle left town, and by that time Lawton was already out of state herself. University of Wisconsin-Milwaukee political science professor Mordecai Lee says it used to be very important if the governor was physically in the state. Lee says whether it matters anymore depends on the circumstances.
Because we've got such excellent modern-day communications, the governor can be in Tunisia, and it's really easy to pick up the phone and say, XYZ is going on, what do you want us to do? So in that respect, the line of communication is open and the line of leadership is open, but not legally. The governor can't legally authorize something, such as, let's say, calling up the National Guard, when the governor is out of state. That piece of paper, that proclamation, would have to be signed by whoever is acting governor.
If the lieutenant governor were in state, that job would fall to her. The wording of the state constitution gets a little less specific if both executives are out of state, but the secretary of state is the next in line of succession. When asked about the situation, the governor's office was concise. Spokesman Adam Collins said Governor Doyle is running the state, and has been every day since he took office in January of 2003. Sean Johnson, Wisconsin Public Radio.